mama don't cry, your baby boy's doing good. Tell the homies I'm in heaven and they ain't got hoods. Seen a show with Marvin Gaye last night. It had me shook, drippin' peppermint schnapps with Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke.
Welcome to
That's Our Jam.
I'm Jenny.
And I'm Tracy.
And this is episode 7.
Siete.
Oh my gosh, we're more than halfway. Almost over.
Yeah.
No one has died yet.
Yeah, no one's died yet.
That we know of.
We know of, except for Tupac, R.I.P. Or Diddy.
Yeah. What?
Oh, I thought you said Diddy as in.
Not Diddy. Did he?
I was like, what do you know that I do not know?
I'm so sorry. I'll never do that
again. Sean P. Diddy Puffy.
Yeah. So the cold open you just heard was our boy, Tupac.
R.I.P.
And with that, we speaking of Tupac dying, we want to talk to you today a little bit about murder. Specifically, the American people and how they love murder and how much murder is in our pop culture.
It's true.
I don't know if it's because we're American. I don't know if it's like that in other countries.
I actually wanted to ask you about that. What do you think it is with all this true crime situation that's, I think, more prevalent now more than ever? Why are we so into it?
I don't know. I mean, I have always been into crime, personally, but
doing it, yeah. Listening to it, watching it,
practicing
crime.
Because, I mean, think about, Law and Order, NCIS,
yeah,
blah,
that's
blah,
true.
Blah. So I feel like it's, the procedural idea of crime just really captures people. I don't know. I don't know if it's, the rule breaking.
And maybe also, I think, true crime in particular with, O.J. Simpson and Stephen Avery.
Oh, my God. I know. What's Serial. Up with the, O.J. Simpson trial love?
Well,
like,
I think
we're
that
in fourth grade, we watched the verdict
so
in
did
my
we.
Class.
Live. What? Yeah.
Why did we do that?
Because
that's so
we,
inappropriate and weird.
No. Well, I think that looking back on it, I'm glad that my teacher did that because it's such an important part case.
Yeah.
Did you watch the O.J. Simpson Made in America?
No, not yet. I know.
Guys, pre-jam, I have a different jam. But if you haven't seen
Pre-jam.
O.J. Made America that ESPN did, real good. It's a 5-part docuseries, but each episode
is
the one with 2 hours. No, that's a TV show. This is a documentary,
me, guys,
which is also good.
Okay.
But the documentary about it's about O.J. Simpson.
Oh, okay.
Not
just
his
whole
case.
Life.
So
okay.
It's the very first episode is 2 hours of how he was a huge football star. And
crazy.
Setting it up about how he was, I mean, I can't really think of anything that's comparable, but a Tom Brady or something.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally today's equivalent.
Yeah.
Or Ryan Lochte. Not really, because he did
well,
commit crime. But
yeah.
Same idea.
But
fascinating.
Yeah.
So crime. Yeah.
So speaking of O.J. Simpson, that anniversary happened. But also this past week, Tupac's murder's 20th anniversary. 20th, by the way.
That's,
1996.
We are so
September
old.
13th,
oh my
1996.
God.
Yeah, he was fatally shot.
That's so crazy.
And to this day, still do not know who did it.
I mean, the fact that crimes like that go unsolved to me is also crazy. For example, JonBenet Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, literally there was an article yesterday in the paper about JonBenet Ramsey.
Right, because hers is also the 20th?
I think 20th.
In December.
And I didn't know, and maybe just because I never looked at it enough and we were young when it happened, but I didn't know that they found her body. In my head, it was an Elizabeth Smart situation where she was missing. But no, that's not true. They found her body.
Yeah.
But it's still prevalent in the news today, still trying to figure out who did it. And it's I'm sure there's a million other cases like that that are unsolved. And that to me, I think that's the part of it that people love.
Well, yeah. And in addition, there's been so many cases and trial hearings over JonBenet in particular. There's over 1,400 pieces of evidence, yet they still haven't.
I just, it's
found
crazy to
anything.
Me. It's how do you not, I mean, props to the police, first of all, but how do you not, and if you look at the Stephen Avery case, which for those of you who may
how
or may not be familiar.
How far are you guys?
We finished.
Ooh, no. We need to talk about it.
Pre-jam. Off screen.
Yeah. Just no spoilers.
Off audio. That case is, kind of the opposite where it's they have the wrong evidence and it's basically this case where that's been Making a Murderer was what that show was about. Did we talk about this last episode?
No.
Maybe not. Anyways, the point is that they quote unquote, maybe planted, allegedly planted evidence in that case. And it's like, so obviously that he didn't do it. So it's like the justice system, man.
Right. And I think that's also part of Tupac's case as well, because yes. there was this whole theory that the police were trying to cover it up.
Right. That's the part to me that I think that the literal unknowing of it that is interesting. Like, in the at the end of the day, like, no one really knows if Stephen Avery did it in that right. way. Like, I can, of course, skew that he didn't do it because that's what the documentary wants sure. you to think. But, like, nobody really knows that but her. And that's, like, the thing. Like, it's, like, the bearing witness to the person who died that is, like, interesting to me. You know? Like,
yeah.
Tupac, who the fuck killed you? Like, does he even know? I don't know.
Well, there was a LA Times article published in 2002 where this guy did a lot of investigation. And basically, he came to the conclusion that Tupac got into a fight with a member of the Crips that same day.
Okay.
And so, as a retaliation, one of those Crips members decided to shoot him.
Like a physical fight, you mean, in the morning?
Yes.
Or whatever, in the early
afternoon. Yeah, yeah,
TBD on timing.
I have it here. Compton gang called the Southside Crips to avenge the beating of one of its members by Shakur in a few hours earlier. So it was only by a few hours. And so he said that the Crip, this guy, whose name is Orlando, was the one who fired the shots that killed
Interesting.
him. And the Las Vegas police considered Anderson as a suspect and interviewed him only once.
What?
But he was later killed in an unrelated gang shooting. But they were saying that
that's crazy too, like all these people, then these like people who they think did it die, and then you
right, you'll never know.
Dies with them. Yeah,
yeah. So this journalist said that the police, again, mm-hmm. are the root of the problem here. Allegedly.
Allegedly, fuck the police.
Yeah, they discounted the fight that occurred hours before the shooting.
Ugh.
And then, so Tupac was involved in beating him up in the lobby of the MGM Grand.
Oh my God.
So there was obviously
witnesses.
There have to be witnesses. Yeah. And then also to fail to show up with a member of Tupac's entourage who witnessed the shooting, who told Vegas police he could probably identify one or more of the assailants before the witness is killed.
That's crazy.
So basically it's like, hey, we have this information. And the police allegedly were like, no, that's okay.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
See, that's the crazy thing to me. It's like, I don't understand. I mean, again, I'm not trying to dig on the police because I understand that there are good cops and they do their well. But
yeah.
However, it's like, I don't know. Wouldn't you want all the information? I mean,
yes.
Maybe I've watched too many Law & Order episodes, but it seems like anything could be useful and you would think that would be, you know, but maybe they've got bigger fish to fry.
Do you remember the Tupac Biggie movie we watched? What was it called and what was it about?
I don't remember what it was called, but it was by the same guy who made another terrible documentary. And I can't remember his name, and his name escapes me now, but he's like such, I remember because we looked him up afterwards and he was such
right.
a bad, I can look it up, but
We'll put it on the website.
We'll put it on the website. But it was basically about the rivalry and that between Biggie and Tupac, and then about trying to uncover what happened, right? Like,
yeah.
It was about both of their deaths, though.
Yeah.
But it was horrible. Don't watch it, you guys. Just read, like, the summary.
Yeah.
Because
it was
good
so good
footage,
that we didn't even remember.
Yeah, it was good in theory. Like, the footage was interesting, but it was, like, not. It didn't come to any conclusions.
Yeah.
It's very, like, had no thesis, if you will.
I will.
Yeah. But Tupac,
yeah.
man, it's crazy. JonBenet? What happened to
So JonBenet, although it's still on. Nobody's been charged. Nobody knows what happened. Because it's the anniversary coming up in December, there's legitimately 6 new shows currently in the works about JonBenet that are coming
6?
In.
Yeah. Different shows?
Yeah.
What?
There's like a series. I have it here somewhere.
I can't imagine that you'd have like 6 shows worth of show. I mean, yeah.
So there was one that aired last week, September 9th.
Okay.
It was a Dateline special.
Dateline's still on?
Oh my God, Dateline's never going away. Oh my God. Soon as I say that, it's NBC like, cancels it.
Yeah.
There is also this past week, JonBenet: An American Murder Mystery.
Oh my God.
That was on Investigation Discovery Channel. There's also like Dr. Phil episodes.
Oh, I saw part of the Dr. Phil interview with her brother. Because
he's now 29, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like about how he, like, why didn't he, I don't know, it was like about his behavior, his like suspect behavior.
Right.
And he was like five, like whatever.
Yeah, and then for a while they thought it was her parents too.
It's crazy.
And then there's also a 6-hour docuseries.
Oh,
I think these are one of the bigger ones. The case of JonBenet, the case of JonBenet Ramsey. September 18th, 19th.
Maybe the case of is going to be a series, you know.
September 18th, 19th, and 25th. There's three more on A&E. God. There's a Lifetime movie.
That's what we should
Who
watch.
Who killed JonBenet? Question mark. And then
I mean, I wonder how the people in these families feel about this. Do you think they make money off of it? Like, I guess you can't own the rights to
a person. Yeah.
In that way.
But well, like, you can, but.
Well, but like, it seems silly that. Not silly. I mean, I don't want them to profit because I'm sure that doesn't make them happy. But at the same time,
unless they have involvement with it, they probably don't get paid for it because it's like Southside with you. Like
right.
Obama's like did not get paid. They don't have they like just, a cut like, of that
their,
profit.
They didn't give their blessing. They just like didn't sue them basically.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. I hope someone makes a Lifetime movie about us.
What would it be called? What would it be called?
The Case of Tracy and Jenny, the Disappearing Podcasters.
Because somebody killed us?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, well, I'm not leaving
we'll
this
be dead.
Room. Mine would be like, I was going to, I don't know why, this is the first thing that popped in my mind, like, don't go chasing waterfalls, the unauthorized Tracy Normal story.
Please make that pitch it to Lifetime.
No, wait, hold on. It would be more like a either a Backstreet Boys lyric or a Gilmore Girls quote.
Mm.
Copper boom. I'll be the
Boy
one.
Boy with the Poodles. The unauthorized Tracy
guys,
and Jenny story.
I don't know if this is controversial. I think that phrase is way too overrated.
Oh my God.
I need everybody to stop saying it.
You're fired.
Whatever. I'm hired again.
Okay, fine. Murder!
Now, totally unrelated to murder, but related to health, I guess. Jenny, I don't know. If you don't know Jenny, she is... not a first responder. What is your technical title?
Yeah.
First responder?
I mean, technically I'm a wilderness first responder.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Which means that I can act as a first responder in this urban environment, but specifically more in the wilderness, which
sure.
is considered an hour into the backcountry. Like more than an hour from medical help.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So
So because of that, a lot of our friends or I don't know if strangers come up to you and say probably not.
No.
And they're like, hey, Jenny, I have this mysterious. I actually did this the other day. Do you remember? I was like, what is this bite that I have on my foot? And you said it was probably a spider. And that freaked me out a little.
Sorry.
But the fact that she could identify that it was a spider is why we like to call you Dr. Jenny sometimes.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And people will call you or text you and come to you with their problems.
True. All true. Yeah. So I wanted to talk a little bit today about first aid. First aid and first response to medical issues. Okay. So, yeah. First of all, I get texts all the time of people's body parts, which to me is hilarious. And I usually say go to the doctor. But here are just some like basic things that you need to know. First of all, also my dad is a nurse, so I feel like I grew up in a house that was a little bit...
So you're basically a nurse.
Yeah, basically. So, like, a little bit more aware of things in that way, and, like, because of that knowledge, I would get less scared of things that went wrong because I knew what they were, and it was fine.
Sure.
I'm also very allergic to a lot of bugs, so I would have, like, bites all the time. So, with that, the first thing I want to talk about is bug bites of unknown origins. So... first of all, if you wake up in the morning and you have bites on you, don't freak out. It's not necessarily bed bugs. There are tons of bugs that bite. My suggestion to you, usually, if you know me, you've probably gotten this advice. One, if it is bad enough that you feel like it's going to interfere with your everyday life in some way, it's itchy and red and swollen, circle it with a pen, because this will tell you if its swelling is going up or down. So that's my first advice. Like, just around the red, okay? So secondly, if it's really, really, really itchy, you can take a Tylenol or an ibuprofen.
You wouldn't put anything on it?
Well, I'm getting
there. Sorry.
So itching, this is what my doctor told me, so I don't know if this is actually true, but itching is the lowest form of pain. So, like, if you are itchy, like, if you take a just take one Tylenol or one ibuprofen, it'll help with the itching, okay? You can also ice it if it's really swollen in that way, or put some kind of, like, I use calamine lotion. Mm-hmm. It's that, like, pink stuff that you probably remember from your childhood. They make it in clear now.
Oh.
Yeah. So you don't have to look like a
crazy
pink monster.
Yeah.
So you can put that on, or just, like, literally a piece of ice for, like, 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. It'll help. Mm-hmm. Don't do ice direct to skin because it's not good for your skin. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. So that's bug bites of an unknown origin. And then try to figure out where, obviously you know where it is on your body, and then just monitor it. Like, there are fleas, there are bed bugs, there are mosquitoes, there are spiders, there's stuff that shows up, you know, right away or later in the day. So kind of just monitor if you're getting more bites than maybe vacuum your bed, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. So that's one thing. Sometimes people will text me pictures of their hives. Or rashes. So if you have a rash or a hive, you wake up or whatever, you just notice one, here's what you do. First of all, don't panic, okay? Second of all, if you've started a medication lately, like this has happened a couple times that my friends have texted me, call your doctor immediately. And if it's a weekday or whatever, stop taking the medication, first of all. Like if it's like an antibiotic or something, mm-hmm. look up the side effects probably on the bottle and call your doctor, because chances are you might be allergic to it. That's happened a couple times. Like I know several people have texted me and that's what it was. They were actually allergic to the medication. So I know it's like a little counterintuitive, but stop, because you're just going to keep getting the hives or the rash. If it's not from that, it could be, did you change your detergent recently? Did you get new sheets? Did you sweat a lot? That can cause, you know, clothing can cause it. So look at environmental factors that you've changed and try to, you know, obviously avoid those things. And then when you... if you can, let the rash or whatever breathe. So try to, like, wear loose clothing. Don't cover it. Mm. You can use a layer of, like, an anti-itch if it's not open. Because, like, whatever. This is getting deep into the world of rashes. But the point is, there are some basic things you can do. Okay, so that's rashes. How to tell if there's a difference between a rash, a hive, and a bug bite? So bug bites typically have a center, right?
Right.
It's, like, the bite entry mark. Rashes don't, obviously, and are kind of patchy. And hives are usually singular. So they'll show up like on one on your face. Or like, I mean, you can get hives all over your body. They're more like a raised bump. You can Google this, obviously.
Multiple bumps?
Yeah, you can have like multiple hives. Like if you get hives all over your body. That's usually, typically, so I mean, they're both kind of allergic reactions. It's just different types of allergic reactions. Mm-hmm. Great. Does that, you have questions?
No. Oh, no. I was just about to say I've never gotten hives before. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you probably know if you're prone to them. Like, certain people are prone to hives or not. Mm-hmm. Like, people get hives from, like, anxiety hives.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just your body reacting. The last thing is I want to talk about in the basics is bruises.
Mm.
So, if you have a bruise, and usually, typically, you'll get a bruise, and it will turn, like, purple, obviously, or black and blue. And then it will turn kind of like a yellow and then like a green and then it will go away, right? So if you have a bruise and you're worried about it, you can typically, icing will make things better, but you don't have to ice it or anything. It's kind of will go away on its own. Things to watch out for. First of all, depending on where it is on your body, sometimes they fall. Like I've gotten that text before, like my bruise is in a different place.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because it's blood, right? So it's blood under your skin. So it'll literally fall, hashtag gravity.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, if you have a bruise that's big enough, or it doesn't matter actually, if big or small, that's hot. So it physically feels a different temperature than your body. That's typically can be a sign of infection. So you need to go to the doctor. So if you're hot, like I've had that before where I had a big contusion, which is basically just a fancier word for big bruise. Also not a doctor, so doctors don't tweet in and be like, that's not the definition of contusion. And you're worried about it and it's hot, again, go to the doctor because you might need antibiotics.
Interesting.
So that's bruises.
I did not know that.
And then, I mean, I feel like that's the basic key thing. Oh, and Rebecca, shout out, splinters. I'll talk about splinters. So if you have a splinter of wood or metal or whatever, the best thing is to try to get out with tweezers, obviously. I typically, or a needle, like we'll do the trick, like a sewing needle.
Yep.
I always did this. My dad did it. If you light, like use a lighter to disinfect, or if you have rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, my mom did that too.
To disinfect the tip first, and then kind of, for splinters, usually if they're long and shallow, you can kind of like use the needle to like open a space for yourself to actually pull it out. Don't leave them in though. So if you can't get them out, have somebody else try to help you. Same thing with glass. If you get glass in your foot or something, you'll know, and you should try to get it out and then flush it. You can use bacitracin, which is Neosporin, or generic is bacitracin, but you don't have to. Another great thing that I like to use is tea tree oil. It's actually antimicrobial and antibacterial and all that good stuff. Yeah, so I actually use that for when I have like any kind of cut, or like if I have like have a scrape or anything like that. So you can use that.
What's a tea tree?
It's a tree. I don't think it's made. I don't think it's the same tree that makes tea. Like those are bushes. Hashtag I'm an idiot. it's from there. I think they're from Australia.
Oh.
And it's like the oil. Yeah. It's like they distill it from the tree.
All right. Nature's great.
Yeah. So that's one thing. So if you live in a place by yourself or whatever, if you have a house, which you probably do because you're a human. Why am I talking like this? Let me start over. So if you are living on your own and you want to put a first aid kit together, here are the things I recommend.
Oh, great.
Neosporin, bacitracin, which is the same thing, or tea tree oil, Benadryl or Claritin for anyone who might come over who has an allergy.
Like me.
Like you. I have it because we have a lot of friends with allergies, so I keep them on hand. But they're also good if you like they're antihistamine, so they basically help the body's allergic reaction. So if you get like a bee sting or any kind of sting, you'll know right away. Typically bites, you not necessarily,
sure,
unless you're me, you don't know right away. You would want to take a Benadryl, even if you're not necessarily quote unquote allergic, you'll still have some kind of a reaction to a sting. Also, if you get stung by a bee, try to get the stinger out. That's same thing as a splinter. So you want antihistamine, ibuprofen, and acetaminophen, which is Tylenol is acetaminophen. Ibuprofen is the drug name for like Advil. That's the same thing. Or Aleve, which is a different drug. It's like the name is escaping me what it actually is. But some kind of NSAID, which is basically it will help with swelling and that type of thing. And, you know, Band-Aids. That's pretty much your basics. But you want to – the best thing to remember about like rashes or scrapes is that you want to let them breathe. So don't cover them with Band-Aids for too long because that keeps a moist environment. And moist environments are more likely to get infected, right? So – initially, to stop bleeding, you want to keep a bandage over your wound. But ultimately, you want, as soon as you can, try it at night if you can, to let your wounds breathe and be uncovered by anything, including fabric. Because you want your body to scab, which is the natural reaction your body has, to then heal. And after your scrape scabs over, you don't need to use like bacitracin or anything anymore if you don't want to. Like I barely use it. It's really should be reserved for like if you actually feel like you have an infection. You'll notice your scab will get like green and pussy, which is gross. If that happens, try to clean it as best you can with either rubbing alcohol or hydrogen peroxide. Slap some bacitracin or tea tree oil on there. Give it like a day and then you'll be able to tell if it's getting worse or getting red around your scab. You might need to go to the doctor and actually get a like antibiotic course for whatever it is.
God.
There you go. Medicine in a nutshell.
That was so much information that most of it I didn't know.
Really?
I mean.
Okay, great.
Kind of.
Well, I'm glad. I want it to be educational.
Yeah.
So if you have other medical questions, I think I covered most of the ones that we normally talk about with my friends. But if there are others, write in and I can do a little short Dr. Jenny segment. Do you have other?
She'll also be willing to just respond via Twitter.
Yes, you can also just tweet me your photos of your body.
I will not be able to help you. I'll be able to forward that.
You'll forward it right over to me. Email us. But pretty much it's usually use a little common sense or go to the doctor And most people who have medical insurance typically have if you work for a company, have a nurse line. So if you know somebody who works for like a big company, like if a good corporation, they probably have a nurse line you can call. They're usually 24/7. You can call for anything and they won't be able to say like, oh, it wasn't the person who has the coverage. Or call my dad. Shout out to my dad.
Yeah.
To get advice that way.
He's a good guy.
So there you go.
Great medicine. Job, doctor. Thanks for guys. All your information. Yeah. I feel smarter.
Great. Okay, so moving on from wounds, Tracy. I wanted Tracy today to talk about me because everything's about me. I tend to ask Tracy a lot and Anna, but mostly Tracy, if I'm going to like something because she knows me really well and it'll be anything from TV to food to you name it. So I thought it'd be fun to do a segment called Would Jenny Like That?
I feel like we need like a little Would Jenny Like That? Doo doo.
Boo.
Okay, well, that's it.
Yeah, there it is. First take, folks.
Remember that ditty. Well, Jenny, because tomorrow's the first day of fall, I thought my category for you would be Would Jenny Like All These Pumpkin Items?
Yes.
Which is funny because today I brought you guys Dunkin' Donuts items and I accidentally got a pumpkin muffin. I wanted a pumpkin donut. It doesn't matter.
Still delicious.
But then I was like, do you like pumpkin items? Completely forgetting that that is what my category is.
Oh my God,
today.
Good. Because I could have been like, no, I'll hate all of them because I hate it. But just kidding because yeah. I love pumpkin.
Great. Did you hear about this guy who started like the Stop Premature Pumpkin Spicing?
What?
He like started, I mean, it wasn't like a serious thing, obviously.
Right, right. I mean, you know that I hate, it's like the way I hate Red Cup.
Sure. Right. Yeah. Which I think that's kind of like similar to what he was doing. And he like put on his Instagram, he had a sign that said, make America great again by joining me in stopping premature pumpkin spicing.
Yeah, I respect that.
I mean, I don't know how far he got.
I don't know. God bless.
On my blog, cookiesandsangria.com, for the past 2 years, we've been finding like obscure pumpkin spice items. Because there's
this.
Always like, you know, you have a pumpkin spice muffin.
Right.
But then you have like a pumpkin spice like Cheeto or something.
Can we just clarify for 1 second that pumpkin spice has nothing to do with pumpkin? It's pumpkin pie spice.
Yeah.
I'm assuming like the pumpkin donut might have pumpkin in it. With also pumpkin pie, potentially.
Yes.
But pumpkin spice is really just like the fall spices.
Right.
So it's like cinnamon and nutmeg and what else is in pumpkin spice? It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
Nutmeg. There's another one.
Nutmeg.
What?
It's what I call Meg Curtis. Hey, Meg.
Cute. Nutmeg. Hey, Meg. We talk about the falling people in every episode.
It's because the Meg, same three people.
Meg, Anna, and Jen. Shout out. Scott, shout out to you because I know you're listening. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
To that, I'm going to ask you if you like certain kind of obscure pumpkin spice.
Great.
Would Jenny like this?
Great.
Well, I don't even remember the song. Would Jenny like this?
It's similar.
Would Jenny like this? Pumpkin spice peeps.
Oh. I don't think so because I don't really like peeps.
I don't like peeps either. So I used to like peeps.
Sure.
Back
casually.
In the day. And then my mom would send me like an Easter care package mm-hmm. and she always sent me peeps year after year. But then I was like, I don't like peeps that much anymore.
No, bro. Like, I don't even like these.
Bruh.
Get a hold
of
peeps.
Do people still like peeps?
My friend Marissa loves peeps.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, good for you. Whatever.
Yeah. Know. But I just don't. Really, I prefer other confections.
Sure. Okay, would Jenny like this?
Ba-da-da!
Organic pumpkin spice kale chips.
100% yes. That sounds great.
Really?
I'm definitely into that.
I think
that.
It's because I don't like kale chips.
What? How do you not like kale chips?
Because I barely like kale. I only like kale and Anna's salad, which we've put on the
website before. We've already talked about this. I love kale chips. I've never even thought of making like a sweet version of... I'm going to do that right now. Gotta go.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
And we're back.
They're delicious, you guys. You should try them.
We didn't actually make them. Yeah, disclaimer. Okay. So I know that you've purchased this brand before. Boom Chicka Pop Pumpkin Spice Popcorn.
I think yes. I personally like a cinnamon sugar popcorn anyways, like just casually.
Oh my gosh. When you said cinnamon sugar, I just had a flash to a churro.
Oh, churros.
Like a Disneyland churro.
Oh, Shout out to churros.
Shout out to churros. Free jam God jam. Free jam Disneyland jam. Churros.
Disneyland churros.
Sorry, I cut you off to talk about churros.
No, it's fine. Back in the day when Jeff and I would, I mean, we eat popcorn a lot. Now I just right. let him lightly salt mine. But, like, I prefer cinnamon sugar on my popcorn anyways. Mm. So, yeah.
You like a sweet and savory.
I do. I do. I really do. So, I think, yeah, I'm into that.
Okay, how about, would Jenny like pumpkin spice Oreos?
Mmm. Are the
cookies?
I'm glad you knew where I was going.
I think the cookies, I don't remember. I don't think it's the flavoring of the pumpkin is in the cream.
But are the cookies the blonde or black?
I want to say they're a blonde with like a cinnamon. I'm totally making this that up.
That sounds
so
great to me. Like that sounds good. But if they were chocolate, I would pause on that.
Have you ever had the Oreo Thins?
No.
They're really good and dangerous. They look good.
That's why, see, I can't buy that shit because I'll eat it.
Oh,
you know what
no.
I mean?
Obviously, you like, buy it to be eat for the entire pack. Right.
It's got
to
be for, like, a party.
But you feel better about yourself if you're eating the thins, like a million thins. But they're really good. My favorite are mint. This is just a general announcement. My favorite Oreos are mint Oreos.
Mm. Do they make a mint thin?
Absolutely, they do.
That sounds like a thin mint, but better yes. and different.
Correct. Okay. Would Jenny like Yoplait pumpkin pie yogurt?
Ooh.
Sounds disgusting. Oh, sorry. I don't want to influence your choice.
I think I might like it if it was presented to me as like a pudding, like a dessert.
Ooh, like have some, you made a pumpkin?
Like with some like crumpled graham crackers.
Have you made a pumpkin pudding? Pumpkin spice
no,
pudding?
No, but I will.
Can you do that? Let's yep. do that now. Ready?
Right. Yep.
Bye. And we're back. And we're back.
Pumpkin that was pudding delicious. Takes a while. Ugh, yeah. So good. Yeah. No, I definitely love. No, I mean, no, sorry. We're not talking about pumpkin pudding. I'm talking about pumpkin yogurt. I used to get this yogurt from Trader Joe's that was fig flavored.
Oh, and you love your figs.
I love figs. And it was really good. And I feel like it's a similar vein if it wasn't too sweet. Like in theory, it's good, but I bet from Yoplait, I bet it's really sweet. So yeah. I'm going to say I do not like that.
Okay. Last one. Pumpkin spice Pringles. Would Jenny like that?
Do-do-do. No, that's weird.
Pringles should be the original flavor.
Yeah, like because I like a pita, like a cinnamon sugar again, a cinnamon sugar pita chip, like a Stacy's.
Yeah, those are good.
But I feel like that's different. Like if that was pumpkin spiced, but a Pringle is a different type of chip. So I'm gonna
A Pringle is a potato chip. A pita chip's a
right pita made of pitas.
Pita, of Katniss.
Yeah,
and.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm gonna go with. No, on that. No to those Pringles.
Great. So Jenny would like half of them.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But I do love pumpkin spice.
I do too.
And I didn't even know half that shit existed.
This is the thing. Every single year, they come up with all this crap to put pumpkin spice on. And I think that's more of a problem that I have with anything.
Yeah.
Is like, do these things actually need to have pumpkin spice on them?
Right, right.
Hashtag stop all pumpkin spice.
Hashtag stop putting pumpkin spice where it doesn't belong.
Right? And we're back to our recurring segment called... So this category this time, because it is September and we touched a little bit about it... last episode is TV pilots because it's fall TV season. There's a whole bunch of TV pilots airing that have been airing. The This Is Us one just aired last night, guys. Oh, how good was
how
that
good
episode?
Was it? How good.
We're not going to spoil Milo's... it. Oh, his bum though.
That
apparently,
butt shot.
Oh, here's a fun fact. Apparently, we will be seeing more of it.
Yes.
That's word on the
all
screen.
All I want to see is... Milo's bum.
I just want to see all of Milo.
I mean, yeah.
What a smoke show. Shout out to Milo. My pre-jam jam is Milo Ventimiglia.
Pre-jam jam, Milo.
And Mandy Moore. And yeah. This Is Us. Okay.
Love you, Mandy. Okay,
so,
anyways.
We're going to cover some TV pilots.
Yeah.
Hate it or love it.
I hope we don't have the same ones. We might.
Okay, then I'll just change one of mine.
How do you even know?
I don't know. But if you go first, then I'll just
okay, I'll go
it.
First, yeah. You assuming there's only one crossover?
Yeah.
Well, let's see how this goes.
Okay, wait. Are you going to ask me first?
I'm going to ask you first. Oh, is it okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, are you ready?
Are we sure that I've seen all these?
I'm pretty sure you've seen all these.
Okay. Okay.
And if you hadn't, the show's over.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Parks and Rec.
I don't remember the pilot. Love It?
Friday Night Lights.
Love It.
Parenthood.
Love It.
House of Cards.
I don't remember it. all I remember is him looking into the camera. Oh, he killed the dog.
Oh my God. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Love it, I guess.
Okay. And Bunheads.
Love it.
Okay.
I think it got better as it went on.
Yeah. Okay. See, that's what I thought you were going to say about Parks and Rec, because I love Parks and Rec, but the first season was rough. Oh, absolutely.
Parks and Rec is like The Office.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Jenny, are you ready for Hate It or Love It?
I'm ready.
And away we go. Glee.
Love it.
Downton Abbey.
Love it.
The West Wing.
Love it.
The Nick.
Love it.
Making a Murderer.
Hate it.
Oh.
So I loved Making a Murderer, and we binged it. It was a little bingy, but it was, I didn't really know what it was about going into it. I knew it was obviously about kind of what it was about, but not really. And I found the first episode a little boring.
It was slow.
It was, yeah, a little slow. So I think overall the whole show was a little slow. Like it could have been like two episodes shorter if they cut out some of the weird shit. But I get that they followed the story for a lot of years, so they were trying to do it justice. So I would say, like, after watching...
Trying to do it justice, which did not happen.
No. But after watching, like, I knew I wanted to finish it, so it didn't deter me from continuing it. But I would say the pilot is very slow. So if you're going to watch it, try to watch at least the first two episodes. That happened with me in another show recently, and I can't remember which one. Oh, with Orphan Black, which is amazing. But... The first.
You didn't like it after the pilot?
No, I did. It just was like, I was like, it's fine. But then we watched like the next episode, and then we watched like six episodes because I couldn't stop watching.
Interesting.
Because, I mean, it's like, it's setting up the premise, right? So it's like setting up your world. So you're like, yeah, I get it. She's got a secret.
Did you know it was about clones when you started watching it then?
No, I didn't. So I just thought, I don't know that you find out they're clones the first episode. I think you just find out that she like has a secret twin sister. Oh, that's right. What you think. So like, I was like, all right, that's great, you know, like secret twins. But anyways, you're right. And the other one,
the Nick.
Again, same idea. It was a little slow. It's very stylized.
Yeah,
so I needed, like, there was not enough love in the beginning of that show. I'm in it for the love usually. So
is that still on, right? I mean, not currently
so
on, but...
Steven Soderbergh was contracted or whatever to write two seasons, so he did.
And then?
So it hasn't been renewed technically, I don't think, as of this air date.
I feel like I should.
And it wrapped up as though it could stop. But they could also continue. So I don't want to spoil anything, but yeah. So it could be over, which is sad because it was good and that's only two seasons. So many good shows.
You're telling me, folks.
Oh my God. So all that's left is our jam strays.
Oh man.
Flying by.
We say that every time.
fucking flying by. So my jam this week, speaking of pumpkin spice, is pumpkin spiced coffee.
Oh, that's funny.
With cardamom.
Oh, you love the cardamom.
I love cardamom.
Do you mean pumpkin spiced coffee from anywhere? Do you like a specific
brand?
No,
I mean, I make it myself. Oh. So here's what you do. You grind your coffee with cardamom. You're supposed to take them out of the pods and just use the seeds. I don't do that because I'm lazy. This is something that Coraline taught me, that her mom taught her about the cardamom. I put cardamom in my coffee literally every day.
Really?
Like always. Mm-hmm. Just, it's like, it's just become habit. I do it every time. So cardamom in your coffee grinds, and then...
What, does that do anything?
It just adds like a little je ne sais quoi.
But does it give any, like, I don't know, vitamins or something?
I don't think so. Okay. It just tastes delicious. Just tastes better. And then I add, like, a shake of the Trader Joe's pumpkin spice into the grinds, like, on top. Mm-hmm. And, folks, here's a fun secret. Add, like, a tiny pinch, like, maybe a regular-sized pinch if you're making a full pot, of salt to your coffee grinds. And it cuts the acidity, which makes it better for people like me who get heartburn. So... Right. That is my jam this week because it's finally time to start drinking hot pumpkin spice coffee.
Yeah, it's almost hot coffee time.
Yeah.
Although, like, in LA, it's like hot coffee time is
one
November.
Day.
Yeah. That's great.
That's
I
my
love
jam.
That. I
yeah.
love it. I yeah. Used to put, well, because I drink exclusively iced coffee in the summer, I put cinnamon in the grinds for my hot coffee.
That's delicious.
Yeah. My jam is a movie that I saw the other week with Jen. Hello,
oh, great.
Jen again. which is Bad Moms.
Really?
Listen.
Tell me all about it.
Surprisingly, I heard good things about it. Yeah. It was like one of those things where like it could be funny.
Right.
It was hilarious.
Really?
I enjoyed it. I laughed. I cried a little.
Wow. I definitely wanted to see it, so I feel like I will now.
So by this time, probably, it's probably at like your discount movie theater or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's still out. Or you can wait for Netflix. But yeah. I think I would pay to see it.
Really?
I mean, I did pay to see it.
Well, yeah, but you would. It wasn't a waste of money.
Yeah, yeah. So just in case you don't know about it, it's Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, Christina Applegate, Annie Mumlow. Did I say Catherine Hahn? No, who is actually the star. I feel like that should be my actual jam, Catherine Hahn.
In Bad Moms.
Yeah. And they are not necessarily bad moms. They're not bad moms. They're just moms who are like trying to get by.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. When I was watching it, I thought that it was like a Mean Girls for moms.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because moms can be mean girls. Moms are judgy.
Well, they're like Christina Applegate plays like the head mean mom, if you will. And she is fantastic as it.
Oh, my God.
But it's so great.
I remember my sister telling me that she was like part of a mom's group. And sorry if I'm blowing up your spot, Nikki. And like they were just super judgy. Like it was like, I think it was online. Like it was an online forumy group type of thing. So she didn't actually know them, I think. But they were, like, super judgy about, like, Nikki was like, aren't we all just trying to not, like, kill our tiny humans?
Yes.
So, like, can't you just, like, cut a girl some
slack?
That
is basically the plot of Bad Moms.
Yeah. I mean, it's so stupid. But anyways, that sounds great.
It's fantastic. And, again, I would just like to say Catherine Hahn, who you probably don't know her name just because she's been in, like, so many things. Like, she was in Parks and Rec. She was Jennifer Barkley, the campaign manager. She's been in, like, so many movies and TV shows that if you saw her face, you'd know. And also stay at the end for the credits because there's a special something.
She was on, FNL, right?
No.
Is that not the same person?
No. Who are you thinking of?
The campaign manager, Christina's campaign manager? No, you said Parks and Rec. In my head, you said Parenthood. Everything's fine. Those are different people. Bye.
Oh, Christina's campaign manager was Journey Smollett-Bell.
Correct.
From Friday Night Lights.
Right. Everything's, totally it's not the same person.
Different.
Totally different person.
Literally white and black.
Yeah. But in my head, you were talking about,
yeah. Anyways, go see Bad Moms, and before that, make yourself a coffee with cardamom and a hint of salt.
With pumpkin spice.
With pumpkin spice.
All right. There we go. Another ep.
Another ep down.
In the bag. All right.
So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have some shit to talk about. I always forget about this part. Okay. So, we would like to thank a couple people. Megan Roy, megan-roy.com, who does our illustrations.
And we'd also like to thank Steve, who did our music, as always. Great job. You can find him somewhere in real life.
IRL. Stalk him. IRL.
You can find me at cookiesandsangria.com and all the social media.
And you can find me at garlicmysoul.com and all the social media.
Also check out...
That's our jam
podcast.com. Like Christopher Hayden of Roy Gilmore.
Love you, which is coming so soon.
Yeah, well, don't worry, guys. We're going to really talk about it.
Oh, 100%. And you can find us on Twitter as well at That's Our Jam, right?
Yeah. And friendly reminder to rate us on iTunes.
Yes, please rate us on iTunes because it makes a difference.
Two lovely listeners, Scott and Nancy. Hello to you guys. Thanks for... Hey, guys, if you review us, we'll give you a shout out.
Right, on the podcast. So you should do that. We'll also write you a rap. Ready? Nancy and Scott, you're so hot. We like you a lot. You are cool. We'll do better next time.
Maybe we won't. As a present, we won't do that.
We will never rap again. That's not true. We will. All right.
Okay. I think we got on that note. Gotta go. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.